in the middle of the fourth kinyan, the fourth quality of Talmud Avodah, She'elus Nachalosov. And if you remember last time, we mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that he is a different kind of relationship, like a ben zugoi, like a husband to a wife, a choisi imi or beni. There's a close relationship, and therefore he feels that he cannot do any harm to Klal Yisrael. And each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that the kilva, and therefore he is bound. She'er nachalosa, they are my family. She'er is a lashon of expression of marriage, not just a remnant, but also we're devoted, we're close to each other. The soif soif hei nachalosa. And if you remember last time, we brought at the end the passage from Shoftim, where Klal Yisrael were being plagued by the Midianim, and it was a very difficult time. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu turned around to him and said, "You follow the Avodah Zorah, so let them help you. I can't help you anymore. Let them help you." And Klal Yisrael said, "No, we regret it so much that we went after Avodah Zorah." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around and said, and you have it there at the end, "V'tiksa nafsha ba'amol Yisrael." HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, I can't leave them. I can't ditch them. I can't possibly leave them because they're my family. They're devoted to me. And that's the middle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in. In other words, we started from Mikael Kamoicha, Noise Ovein, and then we said the different qualities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Soleach, and then we mentioned the She'eilus Nachalosa. I feel so close to them. Now we're going to look at the other side, Bein Odom Lachaveiro, how a person should react from one Jew to another Jew. Just as I was preparing this, I was thinking to myself, we in our times have to feel connected to another Jew. We lost so many in the Shoah. Just so many of our family were lost that it's almost obligatory on us. We can't possibly but feel the connection from one Jew to another. As we feel, we lost so many during the Shoah. So many people were lost at Klal Yisrael. How can a Yid not feel a connection to another Yid? And it's on our door even more of a time, I think, that we have to make sure that we care one for another much more. Kach odom im chaveiroi. Kol Yisrael heim she'er v'sor elu im elu. So it is in Klal Yisrael, each one is connected as a family from one to another. All the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are bound in one. It's not just there are so many yidden. Each of the neshamas are bound from one to another. Yesh bazer chelek zeh, ubazer chelek zeh. Every yid has a chelek of someone else's neshama. We're all connected together as one neshama. Maybe that's the reason behind that pasuk, which we say, "Boyin afoshes rabbis v'chesvoyinon al kol meshabor lahachiyos bohem nefesh kol chay bochel." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created boyin afoshes rabbis v'chesvoyinon. We say it after food, but in reality, al kol meshabor lahachiyos bohem. I support you; you support me. Al kol meshabor lahachi nefesh kol chay bochel choylamim. That the life of a person is dependent of someone else. We are connected together, and therefore each person is responsible for another. That's just that thought which I thought of. Ulekach einoy domem rubim ha'oiseles ha-mitzvah, says the Talmud Vav. And therefore, it's incomparable if one person does a mitzvah to if many do the mitzvah. The kolz them mipnei kululoisam. They're all connected together. And he brings an example of the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos brings down in Daf Mem Zayim, al hanimne me asoru shoinim. If you have 10 people who come into shul at the beginning, the Gemara says they bring the Shechina, the first 10 who come in. And even if 100 come after, says the Gemara, the first 10 are mekabel sra kenegid kulam, receive the reward for everybody who comes later. Mea mamash kemashmo. What's the meaning behind this? When you have 10 people and each person comes into shul, my chelek and I have a chelek of the other people, so that's 10 times 10. That's 100, and therefore each person is connected with one to another. And therefore, even if 100 come in later, however many are, they all, the first 10, have the schar of bringing the Shechina there. Because they were each one, I have my chelek, and the other 9 who are with me, and therefore I am part of 10, and therefore 10 times 10 is 100. It's as if I brought in 100 people, because everyone at chelek is a tenth. And therefore each person joins in, even if 100 come later. Maisa, it's a posuk in Mishlei. I was talking to my chavrusa about it. The posuk in Mishlei, Yudala, brings down posuk Kofches. B'oiv am hadras melech, u'be'efes la'oim mechitas rozoim. B'oiv am hadras melech. The posuk says when you have many people, there's a hadra the melech, there's an honor to the king. U'be'efes la'oim, when there aren't many people, mechitas rozoim, it breaks down the rulership, the dominion of the king. And the Gaon there brings a fabulous moshul there. It's not so much a moshul, maybe it's a realistic, it's one of the Zohar. The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei brings down that the first person who comes into shul in the morning is compared to the prince who goes in front of the king to ask for a request. The first person who walks into shul, then the king turns around and says, where's everybody else? So he says, they're all coming, they're coming soon, the other people are coming soon. Meaning that the first person who comes in is the representative. Sorry. The first one who comes in is the representative for everybody else. And then the king says, so where's everybody else? They're all coming. What happens if they don't come? Then there's mechitas rozein. Then there's a diminution of the rulership of the king. The king feels, where's everybody else? You said you were coming, you're not coming. And therefore the first person who comes into shul carries the strength of everybody else who comes in later. Interesting, the first person, I was thinking of that, is today is the yahrzeit of Mordechai Zuckerman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Givat Shaul, the Rav of Pushim Shul. And he always used to say he used to come in first to the shul every morning, light the stove, light the tanor. He was the first one who came in. That was Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Today is his yahrzeit. I was connected with him, the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Adam Gavol Ma'oid. He used to come the first one in shul and light the stove. The first one is like the Shliach Tzibul, is like the prince in front of the king. So where are the others? The others are coming. If the others are coming, when the other 10 come in, the other 9 come in, then the king said, I'm listening to your petition. So the first one carries everybody, and then the later 9 who come into shul are all a chelek together, and they all bring the Shekhinah. Other people who come in later don't have the same schar, because the Shekhinah was brought by the first 10, and each of the first 10 carry a tenth. So it's 10 times 10 as if it's 100. And that's why he says, I feel a mer, if even 100 come in later, because they carry the schar.
So is right, on a different way to look at it, in the sense that it's more the cover as opposed to what it.
No, it's a cover for the king. It's a cover for the king. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have more people there, B'rov Am Hadras Melech, and therefore the more you have, the more honor there is for the king. And therefore if one person comes in, the king says, yes, well, what's your request? Where's everybody else you're asking for? When the others come in, says the Vilna Gaon, then they are the representative, represent the first one who came in, and he carries everybody. But the first 10 bring the Shekhinah along. That's the koyach of the first 10. It's always a mitzvah to be the first 10 who come into shul in the morning, and then you get the schar of everybody else who comes later. Even if 100 come later, the schar of everybody. And that's what he's saying, because everybody's connected. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh. The first 10 carry for everybody else. Mipnei she'asorah heim kululim elu be'elu, harei heim eser pa'omim esorah. Hey, Meir, and that comes to 100, as if there are 100 there. We call Echo Mehem, Kolu Mehmeir, and each one of them, since each of the Neshamas are connected one to another, it's as if each one is connected, and therefore it's 10 times 10, as if there are 100. Afilu Yovo Meir, even if 100 come later. Hu Yeshlo Scha Meir, the first 10 had the reward as if 100 had come in. And that's the meaning of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh. We're all connected together. Each person has a chelek from his friend. We are all connected as a neshama. And therefore it works to the benefit, and also it works to the detriment as well. If one person does an aveira, he's poigem atzmai u poigem chelek asher lechaveira. If I do an aveira, lo aleinu, so I affect everybody else around me as well. It's not just myself doing an avera. My damage, which I have caused in Klal Yisrael, have affected all of Klal Yisrael. He brings down in the Perush down here, Rav Goldberg brings down, and that's when it says the Gemara brings down that Hillel was ro'oi, that the Shekhinah should be on him like Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Dor word ro'oi. So what does it mean, the Dor word ro'oi? it's not that he was Ra'oi, but they carried him down. The rest of the Dor who weren't suitable, Pashtas in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Dor were suitable. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shechina down, and all the Dor behind. In the time of Hillel was suitable, but the Dor wasn't. And therefore, because of the Dor, they weren't Ezeicha to have Nisim like Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hillel himself was. Hillel did have that Koyach.
So Dor, all of their... everything that they did in the Midbar, right, the various hates in the Midbar,
it still had the power to bring the Shekhinah down, which was, they were Ador, Ra'oi, Lekabel HaSatona. Even the things which they did wrong. As each leader in the time has the koyach like a previous leader, but nevertheless the door itself maybe isn't as fitting. Hador, kamo shato omer, hador atzmo. Ken. Hador yored. Ubochein. Abol mafsha lagid achakach. As gam kein as a manhig. As a manhig lo kol kach gavad. Hador yared. Ulachein hador lo hayaroi. Ken. אבל לא רק עליונים, בתחתונים גם כן, אנחנו משפיעים, כל אחד משפיע על הדור. כן, זה גם כן, זה נורא ואיום. That's the mice he brings down, that's the case of the Arba Minin that we have. The Eswork has יש בו טעם ויש בו ריח, טובים מייסים טובים, and the palm, the lulav, has יש בו Tam the Ainboy Reach. It has Toyo, it doesn't have Mais and Tovim. Hadas has a Reach, Mais and Tovim doesn't have Tam, but Arava has nothing. And you put the Arava together and it's Mashpia on him. Meaning the Hashbor is great in the Alvus. Even though you put them together, the Arava is affected by the others. And that's the Koyach of the Arba Minim putting them together. They're all types of people in Klal Yisrael. But in our times, especially, I feel, after the Shoah, after all that we've been through in our times, we must feel this alvus, this connected, that you have to feel for another Jew. And the semel of that is by looking at another Jew, and even whatever he is, whatever he comes from, whatever his background is, to accept him as a Jew, whoever he is in our day. We lost so many. So the alvus is even greater, I think, in our times. That's a personal thought which I was thinking. And that's the point of one person carries for everybody else, but nevertheless the door can bring him down. There's the weight of the door. The Beis HaLevi brings down in Parshas Noach that a tzaddik receives his reward in Olam Haba and also receives the reward of any rosha in his time. A rosha receives his punishment in Gehinnom and also receives the punishment of anybody else in the door. How can that be? How can it be that a tzaddik receives reward from somebody else? The answer is because when you have a tzaddik in the door, the tzaddik influences others. So his influence has created a hashbor of Torah mitzvahs on other people. And therefore, he not only receives his reward, but he receives the reward from others who he's affected. Like you have a tzaddik in the community. So his effect, he also has influenced others, and therefore he receives his reward, and also the reward of others. Similarly, La'alena, by a Rosha. A Rosha creates an effect in the world, says the Beis HaLevi, and therefore if you have a Rosha, even a tzaddik who might do something wrong, it's because of the effect of the Rosha. That's what happened in the time of the Mavel. The Beis HaLevi asks the question, why is it that the ground was ploughed up as well? Ki hishris kol bozan, and the ground was, because the ground was affected. A chait has a hashbor, and creates to the benefit and to the detriment of the door. A tzaddik creates a hashbor, and because of him other people do good, and therefore his neshama is connected with others, and a rosha also. That's the limit which we find behind here. Very, very important point to consider that. I don't live in an island, I live with other people, and my hashbor is a revim zebazeh. Each person is affected by the other.
Geographically, in terms of in Bet Shemesh, for example, are our actions having more influence in reality, in terms of these people having interactions with them?
Right.
I want to know,
is there a Siddur anywhere? A Tehillim anywhere? Anybody have a Tehillim? Is there a Tehillim anywhere? I had this. Thank you so much. Thank you. In answer to your point, I had a thought once on Kuf Lamed Gimel. You know, and it says in Kuf Lamed Gimel. You know, it's the. I think I mentioned it once before. In Kuf Lamed Gimel, we say that it's the highest point between Adam Lachaveiroi. Adam Lachaveiroi is Hinei Matuv Manu Sheves Achin Gam Yochad. So. If you look at the Peruk, it says, it's talking, Rabbi Avraham ben Hagor explains that this Peruk is talking at the highest level between Adam Lachaveiro. What is it? Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, when people can live together. Rashi says, when Moshe stood aside for Aaron, and Aaron stood aside for Moshe, each one was Mabata for the other. And then the Pasuk goes on and says, Ketal Chelmon Sheyored Harare Tzion, like the dew of the Chelmon falls on the hills of Yerushalayim. It's not true. It's 300 miles away. What does he mean? The effect of living together and getting on with each other, like the Chelmon, the dew of the Chelmon falls on, it doesn't fall on Harei Tzion. But the answer is a little bit like Rabbi Saul Sanan said, that the yeshiva bach in Vilna helps the businessman in Paris. There's an effect. You affect geographically, of course, definitely. Across the world, from one side of the world to the other. If the Chelmon is 300 miles away from Harei Tzion, since when does the dew of the Chelmon fall on the Harei Tzion? It's miles away. But you have an effect, the arevus of one to another. Kishon tziva Hashem esabocha chayim ad oilam. When you have people getting on well together, then you have what's called a tzivui bocha. Not just yevarechocha Hashem, but tzivui bocha, which is much more powerful. Very powerful thought. Tzivui bocha. And that's the answer to your question. Geographically, it makes no difference. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bo zeh, all over the world, we affect each other. It's a beautiful thought as well, that when you have a tzaddik in Klal Yisrael, he affects Yeshua's. Tzaddik Yisrael Olam. The meaning of tzaddik Yisrael Olam, a tzaddik living in a certain place, creates a great hashpah on Klal Yisrael. It must be, though, in the community where he is, because obviously in the area where he is more, perhaps.
It's more felt.
More felt.
But elsewhere it still have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
I could study here, it would have an impact on someone in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
And Australia,
all the way around.
I remember I once heard from Rav Brevter, he once explained that the Chaim Brisker had once said that those who lived in the time of David HaMelech knew that there was a David HaMelech in the world.
Mm.
His hashpah was felt. You knew there was somebody called David HaMelech in the world. It was so great, the hashpah. You realized it. Because the kedusha of a person, such a person living in the world, was so great. Hashpah was great. You feel that in a community. Often in a community you feel that. But in the times of David HaMelech, I remember Chaim Brisker said that you knew there was a David HaMelech. The koach of a hashpah. Because the neshamas are connected, definitely. The Meister, he brings down here, that's the reason why we say, Hayotze Yachad Libam HaMevin El Kol Ma'aseihem. We say it on Shabbos morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevin El Kol, to where the acts cause. And as my action here has led to someone else doing a mitzvah somewhere else. Or my avail, which I have done, Lo Aleinu, has caused someone else. And there's a hashbor, which is given by that. We don't live like that, but if we would think like that, my prayer here helps Acheinu Bnei Yisrael HaNasunim Batzor HaBashiriyah. I just spoke to my sister just in this period, she lives in London. She said, you know, it's enormous worry in England what's going to happen now with the election. No, besides the chinuch, but the worry of the Labour government getting in, the Labour Party getting in, is a tremendous worry.
Conservatives are leading big.
Yeah, but they're worried because, so she said to me, you should daven for us. You should daven for all of Klal Yisrael. And it's only about Zorba Shivya. Yeah, here as well. Here as well. Oh, yeah. Let me just Esther in there. Let me just bring out to you something my brother used to bring down. I remember such a beautiful point. He brings it down here, but I remember my brother saying this. Thank you so much. Let's listen to this lesson. My brother used to bring this out in Peirut Dalet. if you learn them, but in Kima v'Kibru, in Perek Dalet, when the Pasuk says, U'Mordechai Yoda Eskolasha Osa, Vayikwa Mordechai Esbegodov, he tore his clothing, Vayiva Sakvaifa, Vayetza Besaychair, Vayizak Zaoka Gedola Moid, he made a public demonstration of his tsar to daven for all of Klan Yisrael. Vayavoyu Adlifne Shah HaMelech, Ki'ein Lavoyu Shah HaMelech, and he even walked in front of the opening to the palace where the king was in Sakvaifa and cried out aloud there. And the next pasuk, "V'b'chol medina medina mekayim asher dvar haMelech b'tosa magia eva gadol laYehudim." And throughout all the 127 provinces, throughout the whole world, there was a tremendous tzar that Tzoyim u'b'chiyu misved sak va'efa yutzal arabim. But that happened much, much later. Why does it bring here that Mordechai going to sit by the Shah haMelech, and all the Medinas of the world were all affected, all the Jews were. But, and then we go on about Esther, she told them about Yitzchak HaMalka, but this effect of the whole Medina happened much later, not straight away. The fact that Mordechai stood there in front of the Shah HaMelech and did everything he possibly could to help Klal Yisrael, he had the siyata, but it affected all of Klal Yisrael. It was that became a public announcement. People knew Mordechai had dressed up in sack va'efa and was crying out for Klal Yisrael. He made an effect. Ha-roshim shalahaya al-kol Klal Yisrael. And that's why it says the name, U-b'chol medina medina, eva god ala Yehudim. What do you mean, v'chol medina? That wasn't straight away. That was much later. That's after Esther sent out all the messages. Tzumu alai. After she sent that, then they knew all about what Mordechai was doing. No. How did they know straight away? So Roberta said, he has... Ken abo haya siyata dishmaya se kulam yod'u she Mordechai haya mispalel. But lachem, when he made such an effort, he cared so much for Klal Yisrael, that made an effect on all of Klal Yisrael. And it says it straight away afterwards. That was the effect of what Mordechai had. Okay, let's go on. Let's carry on. V'lekach ro'yu la'odom li'yoyz chepetz b'tzoybosa shachaveva. And therefore, it's correct and right that every Jew should care for the benefit and the welfare of another Jew. V'einoy toiva al toiva shaveva. And should have a good eye for the welfare and the benevolence of his fellow Jew. U'kobaydo. Yiyechoviv alav mishalo. And you should worry and care for another Jew like it's his own. The Ben Yonah brings down in Shari Tshuva that a person is duty bound to care and be concerned l'tovas haveiro v'zeh echad me'ikoro shel ba'olam. It's one of the foundations of civilization that a person must take effort in Shari Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel. The Ben Yonah says ki choyvas ha'odom l'troyach v'la'amal b'nafsho al tovas haveiro, to worry about somebody else, to daven for somebody else. Most of the time all we can do maybe is to daven, at least to daven for them and to care for other people. And his honor, someone else's concern, should be your honor. Shaharehu oimer mamashu mitanzet b'yahavta l'reachu kamoicha, to love your neighbor as yourself, to care for somebody else. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so concerned for every member of Klal Yisrael, then we ourselves, if we are arevim zeh b'zeh, and each person has a part of somebody else, then in itself, that in itself is v'yahavta l'reachu kamoicha, to care for somebody else. V'roi sheyirtze b'kashrus chaveiro, and he should be concerned for the welfare, for lo yedabe b'gnus klal, and not to talk anything bad about anybody else in Klal Yisrael. V'lo yirtze boy. V'lo yedabe b'gnus klal, v'lo yirtze boy. K'derech she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze b'gnus lo tzarin. And to be concerned about them, and to be worried about someone else's tzar. Mitam hakruva, because of the relationship you have with every Jew. Afu lo yirtze b'gnus chaveiro, v'lo b'tzar, v'lo b'kilkula, v'yera loy mimenu, ke'ilu hu mamash hoyoshoru b'ois tzar. A person should be concerned as if he was in that situation as well. Oy b'ois tova. To be concerned for somebody else. I remember reading about the mother of Moshe Sternbach, alayhi shalom, Rebbetzin Zevora Sternbach. She wore only like one necklace and never wore much jewelry. So someone once turned around to her and said to her, "Why don't you wear more jewelry? Why don't you wear anything else?" She said, "All my brothers who were killed, I lost so many brothers and sisters. How can I possibly wear so much jewelry?" So he said, "What do you mean? All your family came out?" So he said, "And all those were killed in the camp?" She said, "I can't wear much jewelry." She felt she couldn't. She was so locked up with the tzar of everybody else in the family. I can't, all my brothers, they weren't her brothers and sisters, but she felt as if they were. How can I wear jewelry? She was a very remarkable woman. She had tremendous, her home was, even though she was a widow, at 33, I think, looking after 9 children. With 9 Yisraelim, I think she had. Was she 33? She must have been older than 33. Her husband died when he was 44. She was younger than him. And she was left with 9 years. I mean, her house on Manor Road in Stamford Hill was like an open door. She didn't remarry, no. But the Chonon used to stay in their house, and all the Gedolim used to come and stay in her house. She had tremendous care for other people, even though she had her own pekulel herself as well, which she was so concerned about. I remember reading about Rabbi Victor Miller, that in times of war in Eretz Yisrael, he never slept on his bed, he slept on the floor. He couldn't bear the thought of other people suffering, the soldiers who were in such difficulty. He slept on the floor during the war. I think throughout the whole of the war years, I don't think he slept on a proper bed. His wife said he always slept on the floor, especially during the time of war in Eretz Yisrael. He never slept on a proper bed. The caring for somebody else. There's an interesting maisa which he brings down here from Sefer Chasidim. I'll read it out to you. Maisa ba'odam echad shahya nai ba'atzmo shahya ovel. If he had a friend in the community who was an ovel, he always came home without his shoes on. That he should feel the tzar of his friend who was an ovel. On the day that he died, kulam nikbatsu bakilas, everyone gathered together, and it was Tisha B'Av, and everybody walked away from his levayah without their shoes on as well. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showed that he showed such care for other people. V'hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu shatova yosha be'enav osla afafi shelo hitzarech la'asosla. He showed such care and took his shoes off. The day that he died, everybody walked around without shoes on to show the caring that he had for them. Interesting. Well, they also bring down that in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, it says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael through the tzar of the Shibud Mitzrayim was to take away the zuhama, all the aveiros that they had done in Klal Yisrael, to take away the chait of Adam HaRishon as well. And that was the reason for the tzar in Mitzrayim. The shaila is, so what happened to Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi were never under Shibud. How did they correct that suma? How did they take it away? So he explains, no, but they were Higishra Tatsar. Shevet Levi felt the tzar of everybody in Mitzrayim. You're right, they didn't go through the Shibud, but they felt the tzar. And that's what we learn by Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothan Eina Veliba Vias Meitzar Echot. Moshe Rabbeinu felt the tzar of Klal Yisrael. His feeling the tzar was the chelik of Shevet Levi. And that was the ultimate Geula of Klal Yisrael. So you see, Rabbi Yisai, that the manhig of Klal Yisrael, the main characteristic, the Alter von Keln said, he was noisa ba'olim chaveo. He cared about everybody else in Klal Yisrael, and that was why he was chosen. We never learn anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Talmid Chacham or the greatest Tzaddik, but he cared, and because of his caring for other people, that brought about he became the Mashiach and helped in Klal Yisrael. There's a Medrash which is brought down that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was selected to become the leader in Klal Yisrael is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you walked the streets of Mitzrayim and you cried for everybody else in Klal Yisrael. I will leave Shamayim, like you left the palace and cared, I will leave Shamayim and talk to you peh el peh adaber boy. That's why Moshe was there, because you cared for them, I will talk to you peh el peh. How great it is to care for other people and to show the sympathy for them. I often think to myself, I don't know if I might, but if you look at Rabbi Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was such a tremendous nachas in his family. Rabbi Eliashiv, Rabbi Eliezer Plachinsky, Rabbi Foyal Levin, all these were great tzaddikim. His great, one of the greatest middles was he cared so much for Klal Yisrael, and he was such a yichus, having a son-in-law like Rabbi Eliashiv and Rabbi Plachinsky. His caring for other people was so great, he was Zeichet. He himself was a great Talmud Chacham, a great Tzaddik. But the reward given for such caring, and that, after all, is the trait of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Mefarshim asked, how come Avraham Avinu was so bothered about Sodom and Amorah, the Maisa? They were all Rishonim, he knew they were Rishonim. Yeah, but he knew, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, say the Mefarshim, he doesn't want them to be destroyed. Who wants their Kiyama Olam? Who wants their Hashkasa Sa'olam? And therefore, Avraham Avinu was bothered about all those people who were in Sodom, even though they were Rishonim. Did you read Rabbi Victor Miller this week? He speaks about how the chesed of Avraham Avinu was so great. He saw how it's always in HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on giving, and therefore he kept on giving. And therefore his motivation was looking and watching Hashem, that everything is for our pleasure. So therefore he looked after the pleasure of everybody else. And that's why he was so motivated by it. In Rabbi Victor Miller this week, in Parshas Vayera,
these pamphlets, Parshas.
Beautiful passage. How come chesed? And there's a chesed, the Alter from Slobodka said the same thing, that the middle of chesed went together with the emunah. He discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu through chesed. He realized that there is a creator who keeps on giving for our pleasure, and that's the only way we can detect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. There's no other way we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there except by his hatovah, the food that he gives, the colors that he gives, the welfare that he looks after us. He looks after us to so much. That's the only way we see that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore he said, I'm the product of this manufacturer. I must be like him. And that's why he became such a Baal Chesed. He's caring for other people. And that's why he died for Sodom and Amorah, even though they were Rishonim. Okay, that's the end of this Middah. Next week we'll meet with someone, we'll start the Hezek Goat. That's this Middah. So we see the qualities of in Kodesh Baruch Hu are supposed to be emulated in ourselves, that we're supposed to take on this Middah as well. The Shea is that.